I'm happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Wendy Chapin. She's director of the play Gideon's Knot, which is opening this weekend. It's this weekend and next weekend on Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, and then Thursday, Saturday, Sunday next week at Warehouse 21. And I'd like to introduce actors Sabina Dunn and Lisa Foster. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So this is a very intense two-person play. It's just the two of you. You've got your work cut out for you directing. You guys really have your work cut out for you acting. You're both on stage pretty much the whole time.
Right.
It's a very intense one-act play about a teacher and a mother of a student who has died.
Yes.
Now, first of all, where did this play come from? It's by Joanna Adams. Tell us about it. Jonna Adams.
Jonna Adams. I was so excited when Lisa brought it into acting class. Like good people, I also found that through acting class. My students bring me great scripts. And I read it, and I couldn't put it down. I was just, like, riveted that night. I stayed up all night reading it, just like. And I said, good, do a scene from this. And she did. And then you take it from there, because then you took it to the next step. Yes.
Right. And then I met Sabina through the same class, and I read plays all the time. I had the same response to it. I couldn't put it down, and that's unusual for a play. But anyway, I met Sabina, and it occurred to me kind of in a flash of insight that we had that play. We could do that.
The two of you could do it.
Right.
Did you know from the beginning which roles you were going to take? Did you switch back and forth in each one?
We did. At first, we read through it a few times, both of us. And then it naturally culminated in the way it did.
In the way that it did, I think so, yeah.
So you, Lisa, are the teacher.
Yes.
Who is a very kind of sensitive but very proper person who has her boundaries for a while.
Right.
That's a good description.
That is a good description.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And
so.
You, Sabina, are the distraught mother of a fifth grader who has taken his own life. And we have to wonder what kind of a kid was this. And I guess the tension of the play is trying to understand that.
Right. And also dealing with the central sort of school essay that he wrote
exactly
in the play, which is very controversial. I mean, obviously, from the kinds of topics that he picks. And I think really it's finding out, yes, the circumstances around everything that happens there in the classroom, what happened between his teacher and him, and what happened between his mother, and yes, and finding out, in a sense, who he is. Yes.
Right. And then this question of, I mean, you're watching the student-teacher, I mean, the teacher-parent interaction, and you're thinking, this parent is a real pain in the neck.
Oh, yes.
And under any other circumstances, I'd kick her right out of the classroom, but her son just died, so I can't.
Right. Yeah. And there's also an element of, did I handle that properly?
Yeah.
Did I handle it well? Was I somehow responsible for his suicide?
Right. And that question, I think, is really left open and left to the audience.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we're very much hoping that when the audience response will be one where they feel for both of these people caught in a really tragic circumstance, but for which there are no easy answers.
And ultimately for the child himself.
And the child himself. Yeah. Who really becomes a sort of presence on the stage, hopefully, in a way.
Exactly.
People.
Yeah.
And that, you know, these are the sorts of issues facing a lot of schools these days, with deciding where are the boundaries, who's responsible for what happens with the kids in classrooms. And
we're in a world where everybody wants somebody to take the blame, to be suable or to be defensible, as opposed to horrible things happen.
Right.
And that's just how it is.
And that's how it is, very often.
So tell us about the challenges of directing this play.
Well, I think that anybody who sees it will see that the way the play is built is really, really challenging for the actors because they can't reveal too much too soon. I mean, there is such a mounting tension to the way the writing happens that it's challenging to not lose it too soon or to earn it when you get it further on in the play.
Right.
So that was always hard. And in this process, to find a play that is by a woman with two women is like so rare and such a treasure.
And directed by a woman
And directed by a woman in this case. So it's a feminist fait accompli.
Except in the sense that I think it's, I mean, it's not a chick play. You know, it's something that would be very interesting and accessible to anybody, and especially
Absolutely.
Teachers. Yeah. I mean, this whole issue of how are my students doing and when should I worry and what actions should I take when I see something?
When should you intervene?
Yeah.
And perhaps it's only in their personal life that where you see danger. And it's more than that in this situation, but there was danger in his personal life. And when do you intervene is the question.
Right, which every teacher has to face. And we, you know, you see examples on both sides where somebody does a horrible thing, like some of these school shootings, and you wish an intervention had been taken earlier. And then you also see, and I've seen this personally with friends of mine who have kids in the school system, teachers overreacting
Absolutely.
To something, and then the kid gets reported to service, whatever, child services, and it was a really inappropriate thing to do that. And, you know, the teachers have to make these decisions.
I think from, I would say basically through many communities, it's exactly that question that they're struggling with, and that's why you get overreaction, people sometimes overreacting, and other times teachers having to struggle to find out what should I do. I think these questions are being faced by communities across the country.
Yeah.
And they're sort of escalating a lot. So I think, you know, this play really examines that. But also I would like to say that it is also from an emotional viewpoint. So it's involving. It's not just issues.
Oh, yeah.
But it's how is it expressed for these two particular women in this particular situation who may have more in common than they think, but who start off very much, you know,
adversarial.
Adversarial with each other. And, you know, I think parents would find this of interest too, just simply because, you know, everybody who's a parent has been through a parent-teacher conference. Maybe not one like this.
No.
But certainly, you know, where issues are raised and how do you deal with it?
You know, I work in elementary school a lot with a lot of teachers, and I work with a lot of students this age, and I'm so aware of how many issues teachers, I mean, forget trying to teach. That's the least of it. There's so many personal issues going on with kids today because the economy, immigrant parents, you've got it. There are many multiple layers. And so teachers really get the bulk of the social service aspect besides just having to deliver curriculum.
Right.
And that, to me, is they're amazing human beings, teachers, the ones I work with. And so that was a really appealing part of this play, was to meet a teacher who really had to do it by herself. She has no backup. She has no administrator walking in and taking care of things. She has to handle it direct head on. And I feel a lot of teachers feel that way, too.
The play is absolutely riveting. You sit there and you don't even know that time is going by. And I love that because it means that A, the play is good, and B, you guys are doing a really good job acting it and directing it, Wendy. And the set is a school classroom.
Yes.
Did you guys do that yourselves?
We did. We had fun doing that.
So with friends who are teachers and helping out and doing things. But yeah, we also had to sort of do essays. Remember what it was like to be in fifth grade, go to classrooms and really see what it's like. So it was fun, to do that.
The play is called Gideon's Knot by Jonna Adams, directed by Wendy Chapin and starring Sabina Dunn and Lisa Foster. It's at Warehouse 21 this Saturday and Sunday. It's Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4. And then next week, Thursday and Saturday at 7:30 again, Sunday at 4. No Friday performances. For tickets, you can call 505-428-9572. And you can also go to facebook.com and search for Gideon's Knot, spelled G-I-D-I-O-N. So it's an alternate spelling of Gideon. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.